Hello, I'm Chase Carrington, and you are listening to The Chase Carrington Show. I'm a tiny bit worried about Anchor. Now, I've expressed before my kind of displeasure with Anchor dispensing with the main unique factor of Anchor, how the clips would expire over time, and it was very linear and understandable and very easy to apply. Well, I'm just a tad bit worried about Anchor. Now, they seem to have a lot of content creators, which I haven't really explored quite yet, but I will get into that, I'm sure. But also, Anchor is just not giving me the engagement I used to. Now, of course, I haven't really been posting that much that often or anything super huge. But all the same, even when I do, I mean, I used to get a call in every so often, and I'm just not getting any. And I think the engagement's not what it used to be. Maybe a lot of users are like me, stepped away from the platform, or even if they're creating, they're not really doing much else. I'm curious to see what the case is there. And also, Anchor, while this may be sound like something weird to say as a participant in this platform, Anchor will eventually need to make money if they are to, well, survive and be a thriving platform. Now, platforms like YouTube still don't make money, but YouTube is kind of an exception because they've got the giant Google empire funding them. But the thing is, Anchor, if it's to succeed, will need to find some way to monetize or make money. Whether that's ads, which I wouldn't prefer that method, but I'm sure eventually platforms like this, that's eventually what they all turn to. Whether it's data, which I think with a lot of controversy recently, that may not be a primary source of income for any company right now. But also, and I think this is my favorite, and I think it's some sort of premium system. Either a premium for either creators or the consumers of the content. Like, for example, maybe a creator wants to remove the little anchor tag in front of every single episode. Or a creator wants to have, I don't know, more time. Or the creator wants to have a better page or something. I think that a premium is not such a bad idea. Now, I wouldn't like it if they put stuff that we have now for free behind a paywall, but if they say added different features that would be attractive to the creators or the consumers on Anchor, or both. So that's what I want to say. I hope Anchor succeeds, and even though I'm not completely happy with the current direction it's going in, and then there's also bugs are everywhere on every platform, but I'm kind of getting reoccurring bugs in some places. But I can't think of them all off the top of my head. But I hope Anchor stays around, and I hope that you continue to listen to The Chase Carrington Show on Anchor.